Hello, welcome to Daily Ish for Thursday, February 4th. It's minus 13, feels like minus 18. This is not a weather podcast. I don't know why I'm talking so fast. But this episode of Daily Ish is brought to you by FeedPress. You can visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments to use it for. You can use FeedPress for hosting for your podcast, like Good Stuff does. Or you can use it for your blog to get better analytics on your feed, your RSS feed. See who's subscribing and following and clicking and where they are in the world. Be sure to use promo code DAILYISH during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of FeedPress usage. I know why I'm talking so fast, because it's cold in my basement. It's extra cold today. You can just sense in the house, it feels, the windows feel cooler, the walls feel colder, and the basement definitely feels colder when it gets colder outside, as it has the last couple days here. There's no but, actually. It's just cold. Cold but. You know, it's a good band, actually. I've just sort of rediscovered a love for, I think, is the Beatles, a little band. You might have heard of them. And yeah, I just went and requested their back catalog from the library. So hopefully it's okay. Hope they stick around. We have some of their music, like a couple of those blue and red discs, double disc sets back when they used to be discs, 67 to 70 and 70 to 74 or whatever. And I used to listen to the albums. My parents actually had a couple of their records on an LP or a record player, I think they called it. And I would listen to those and back in the day. But I still enjoy listening to music in album form as much as randomness and Spotify's and Apple Music and just play whatever you want is great. I'm a bit of a purist, I guess, in terms of especially albums that were created back when albums were a thing. Music nowadays is definitely, the album as a concept is definitely less on, I think, artists' minds when they create them. I'm sure it still is a bit for bands, but it's way more like single based and you just, you know, play whatever you want. And then they know that you're just going to make your own playlist, not necessarily stick to their album as a complete thing. But I'm a bit of a purist that way. I like to hear all the songs sort of grouped together and figure out what they were trying to say and what was the mood when they recorded that set of songs, you know, over the year or two that they maybe put that album together and things like that. So, or five years if you're a U2 fan. It's pretty, if you've never looked into Beatles history, like you've just heard of them as a band, it's interesting to look, you know, you can just read the Wikipedia page. This wasn't intended to be a whole Beatles thing. The Wikipedia page and just sort of read up on the band and some of the stuff that you may think you know about them. The fact that they were only open. They weren't a business. They were only around as a band for 10 years. And then they put out the albums they did in that 10-year period, basically. And that's where all the, like everything, the amount you hear about them, you'd think they were like this 25-year band with, you know, albums every few years and stuff, but they're just very prolific and very, very active, very creative, and just like right time, right place for these four dudes to come together, and put some music, come together, get it? That's all I have to say about that. Go listen to some Beatles. It's partly inspired by the fact that we saw a Mexican Beatles cover band while we were in Mazatlan. And they're really fun and interesting and good and just made me want to play music again more than anything. But I digress. What I wanted to talk about, but maybe I won't go into too deep because I went deeper on the Beatles than I was planning to, is how much time I waste preparing to do something, like, say, recording an episode of a podcast that you do every day. I often will start writing out my notes and just, you know, preparing the documents in the file in Logic to record and putting together some topics and putting together the episode in the Good Stuff CMS, preparing all that stuff. And then as I'm doing my topic, writing out some of my notes for the topics in my document, you know, you get distracted by something, you let an email come in and distract you, or somebody replies to you on Twitter, or you go check your Boom Beach game, and all of a sudden you're like, what the heck am I doing? 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, I was just preparing to do what was supposed to be a quick recording of a podcast episode that I know how to do. I've done 155 of them. This is the 156th one. Should be quick and easy. But how much time I waste preparing and all of that kind of gets in my mind anyways, gets kind of grouped under the umbrella of preparation, even though 95% of it has nothing to do with actually preparing and actually working on the thing that I plan to sit down and do. And so this is just a bit of a public confessional and a slap my head kind of wrist maybe is better to remind myself to just shut up and do it. Stop getting distracted. Because it's the thing is, it's not, there's no, obviously nobody, as I've mentioned before, nobody's going to be watching me and saying, hey, you've spent 10 minutes now and you haven't really gotten any further down that task. I might get an email from a client after a few days of ignoring them, or if I don't get a podcast edited in time back to a client, they might be like the next day would say something. And then I'm like, oh crap, I got to really do that. That's the kind of like response, but nobody's going to come to me at lunchtime and say, oh, did you finish that TPS report? It was due at 12 o'clock for the GM or whoever. So these are my struggles as I shiver in the basement. All right. That's the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe. Goodstuff.fm/dailyish is where you can go to see past episodes and hit the iTunes link to subscribe. You can leave a rating or review in iTunes if you so desire. That would be awesome. It helps get the word out about the show. And visit patreon.com/iChris to see how you can support me with your monetary funds. And I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.